The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.
Greetings to you. My name is Brant. So much to share on the show today. It's going to be loaded with awesome stuff, I think, including this hour. That sounds like a doubtful you.
I'm sorry.
I cut to the quick, Sherry.
I didn't try to cut to the quick. You were saying
it didn't sound
loaded.
Legitimate.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
I'm
boy.
Sorry. Yeah. Well, I never know what you're going to do.
It's going to be good.
Okay.
All right. And one of the things I want to talk about was something that Jesus did.
Mm-hmm.
So, as you're laughing.
Hope you're happy, Sherry.
Hope you're happy yourself. Well, this hour, something he did that kind of caught me by surprise. I was reading today, and I'm like, that's actually really amazing. I never thought about it. So anyway, we'll talk about it coming up. How about a big thank you from our show to receptionists? That's to receptionists. You are really important. I mention this because we'd like to highlight different jobs that don't get enough, I don't know, like strokes, honestly. Mm-hmm. And it's really important. But someone on my Facebook page said I could use some encouragement on receptionists. Mm-hmm. Hearing that we're highlighting these other jobs.
Yeah.
You're really important to your workplace,
mm-hmm.
probably more so than you know. I'm somebody who's a little bit awkward, but when the receptionist greets me when I'm coming into anything, doctor's mm-hmm. office, whatever, but mm-hmm. and they're nice to me,
mm-hmm.
it really puts me at ease. It means a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's just one guy. But I was thinking about this beyond that, the effect you have on other people who are coming in, you set the tone for their impression of the whole organization. But not just for the people coming in who are customers, I honestly think you set the tone for the people who work there.
Mm, that's true.
I've worked at places with really sensational receptionists,
mm-hmm.
and they change the tone of the whole building.
That's so true.
All of us who work there, we perceive of the whole place as being more fun or mm-hmm. more lighthearted or more caring.
Yep.
Or it can be cold.
Yeah.
And it's because of you. So you make a big, you have a really influential position in a personal way. And frankly, our culture is so disconnected in some ways that people are starved for even just the slightest thing. So thank you for doing your job. It matters a lot. Yeah, I don't know you guys. These are experts. They are saying they're experts in how cool your house should be during the summer.
Okay.
As we head into fall here, they mm-hmm. say it should be no lower on your thermostat than 78 degrees.
No lower than 78?
And at night, it needs to be 82.
That's just...
This is Energy Star.
That's primal.
That's what I was thinking. Like, I don't know which rainforest you guys are from or your pets, but...
For us,
for
that
the rest
work.
Of us, no. What's going on? So glad you're listening. My name is Brant. Producer Sherry is here too.
I saw this story. I thought it was interesting. I thought you'd like it. It's a Utah businessman. He just paid over $1 million for a coin.
I saw it.
It's at a coin auction in Chicago.
I got it. I saw it. I deliberately did not want to talk about it on the show. Seriously.
Really?
No, I don't. You know,
I thought that would be a story that we could discuss.
You know how I feel about coin collectors?
Because the whole stamp collection on your
There's
end.
Some bad blood.
I understand that, but this is something that's
I am a
in
stamp
the...
collector, and we don't appreciate... In case you didn't know this, some backstory. Like, as a stamp guy...
Here's the backstory.
The coin
of
collectors
that.
Think they're so superior. Oh, ours last for thousands of years. Your stamps, they're here.
Yeah, because a coin doesn't disintegrate like a stamp would,
we know.
Right? Oh.
Well, you don't want to talk about it. Jesus is amazing. I mean, over and over and in ways that I don't pick up on. And then I do. Mm-hmm. I'll see it. I was just reading the story where he feeds the 5,000. It's a common story if you've been raised in church where he takes the loaves and the fish and he feeds everybody. Mm-hmm. But think about this. It's getting late in the day. His disciples know these people are going to have to disperse. And they tell Jesus, send them away now mm-hmm. so that they can go get something to eat. Like, call it a day. Send him off, and he's like, no, let's feed him. And the apparent reason is, I don't want them to leave yet.
Mm.
He knows that they're going to have to leave soon enough, but no, stay here. Make them stay here. We'll feed them. And it wasn't just a purposeless miracle.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they could have left and gotten food, but he apparently wanted them to stay longer. He wanted to be with these people longer. Because he likes us. Thousands of people who wanted to be with him, and he wanted to feed them. He knew they'd have to go home soon enough, but a little while longer would be good. No, they can stay. I'll feed them. Thank you for listening. My name is Brant, and producer Sherry is here, too. We got somebody on the phone for
we
next
do.
Thing.
This is Sherry. You there?
Oh, my gosh!
Yes.
I'm totally fangirling.
Is it Dana or Dana?
Dana.
I'm here, too. Brant. And if you want a fangirl, then don't just fangirl over Sherry, but
yes,
both.
Yes, spread it around, if you would, the fangirling with Brant, too.
Go ahead.
I guess. Okay. Bye.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Feel good?
I felt good when she said, I guess. So, I like it. What you're about to hear is so incredibly epic. It's amazing. We are looking right now here in our control room at an alien planet that will live or die. It'll explode based on whether or not a listener, in this case, it's Dana, can answer a question correctly. It all hangs in the balance. Are you willing to do this?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right, here we go. Good. Okay, here's the question. An alien planet hangs in the balance. If she gets it wrong, it blows up. And won't that be traumatic? Or she can save the planet. What is the percentage of people who say that they have binge-watched an entire series in one day?
Ooh.
Now, you can get it within 10% either way, and I'll give it to you.
Okay. I would say 30% of people have binge-watched an entire series.
Yep, in one day. 30%. You ever done it?
In one day.
You ever done it yourself?
Probably.
She said 30%. She needs to be within 10% to save the planet.
Okay.
Everybody's nervous. The actual answer is 28%. You nailed it.
Oh, goodness.
Wow.
Very impressive.
Oh, I saved the planet, yes.
Yes, you did.
And
you
made... I don't get like a Kohl's gift card or anything.
No, that's why we do these type of epic things, because we have no marketing budget.
We're trying to distract from the fact we don't have any prizes.
Okay.
But you've painfully brought it back to the forefront.
Question, have you seen this show, American Ninja Warrior?
I've heard about it. It's like... What was that? American Gladiator kind of thing?
Obstacle course
yes,
thing?
Yes,
that's what I thought, but
yes.
I haven't seen it.
Yep, I did see that.
Stephanie said that there's a guy on there who is on the autism spectrum.
Really?
His name is Philip Scott.
Mm-hmm.
And she's inspired, and she thinks, because I'm on the spectrum, she's like, you should try it.
Should try
she
to
She thinks
be...
I could do, like, do an American Ninja Warrior.
Oh, okay. You're in great shape.
Thanks. If they had a special division for aging people on the spectrum who also have nystagmus.
I forgot about that.
And severe astigmatism.
Yeah. That's a niche. That's
I would
a small
dominate.
Sliver of people. I'm
Hello.
Sure.
I'd have to stop and pick up my glasses probably midway through the thing a couple
times.
But
when you put them back on.
Look out. When I see what I'm doing, look out. A phrase that kind of makes me laugh a little bit. Not really laugh. Not like, ha, ha, ha.
Irony.
Oh, I guffaw and I chortle and I snort.
Not no, that.
Seriously, this phrase, when people talk about people of faith,
mm-hmm.
like these people of faith, I'm a person of faith, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. Everybody is. Everyone is a person of faith. No, anybody who says, I have no faith, no, they've got their faith in something. That's the question. What do you put your faith in?
Mm-hmm.
Is it something that is going to last forever?
Hmm.
Or is it not? So a lot of times they'll use that phrase, people of faith, for somebody that's like, I'm banking on this kingdom of heaven, like putting my stuff there so that nothing can destroy it and it lasts for like, and it can't go away. It can't corrode.
Hmm.
I'm putting all of my weight emotionally, spiritually, everything into that. Well, we're all people of faith. Do I want something that lasts or not? Just a thank you to Fellowship Home Loans for sponsoring our podcast. They really appreciate what we do. Mike and Brian are pretty awesome. I've gotten to know them just a little bit, and I really, really like them. If you're interested at all, you need to get a mortgage or maybe refinance or something. They're very creative, and they listen. In fact, people so enjoy working with them. They've had multiple situations where people on the phone, like they're getting a mortgage or something, like, hey, can I work with you guys? Can I work for you guys?
Wow.
And they've actually hired people out of that, like two people in their office. It's just... really like people and enjoy them. And they like thinking creatively with you. Anyway, here's the phone number for Fellowship Home Loans. It's 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE, or Just go to fellowshiphomeloans.com.
It's so easy to get in our feelings. It really is. And to get offended by stuff. It's so human, so natural. But it doesn't mean I'm right. That's not the final word. My feelings, I understand it. Feelings are something, but they're not everything. And I just noticed this in the Bible. Jesus was talking to the Pharisees, and he said some choice stuff. And the disciples came to him and asked, it says, did you know the Pharisees were offended when they heard this? And his response was effectively, yeah. And it's okay. He says, leave them. They're blind guides. Don't follow them. Like, that's his response. It wasn't like... So sometimes I have to put my role in, put myself in the role of Pharisee and go, just because I'm offended isn't the last word. If I feel a little hurt or something, honestly, believe it or not, I can feel a little hurt and go, okay, what do I need to learn from this? Hey, if you ever want to call the show, you can. It's 855-90-BRANT. We joke about this when you do it. If you say horrible things about me, Sherry will screen it out. But it's true. She will.
I will. That
she
is true.
She won't even say, oh, some people are saying horrible things. She doesn't even mention it.
That's so true. Yeah. I don't bring it up at all. Unless the criticism is really, really funny. And then I'm like, hey, you got to listen to this. But
she helps
I
me.
Won't.
Let me tell you why. Even though I'm a grown man and hopefully I'm growing up, I think what happens is I'm being myself on the show. This is actually me. This is my name, my real name. We're not playing characters, neither one of us. Like, this is us. And so it's a little bit different than if somebody was, like, attacking a character.
Yeah,
like, this is
right,
me.
Right.
The things I'm saying, I may not say it right, but I mean it. So that's why it's...
It leaves you vulnerable and open.
Yeah, you do. Like, I leave the show every day feeling a little bit of a vulnerability hangover. Where it's like, okay, but that's really us. So just want you to know that. And this is not in response to anybody's complaints at all. And that's why I thought it was safe to bring it up. I'm not responding to anybody. So nobody needs to feel guilty or anything. It's just like, I imagine you can relate to that. If that's you, like even in your teaching job or whatever your role is, whatever your job, like if it's really you, that you become a little more out there, man. But I still think it's worth it. It's time for our new feature, Welcome to Adulthood. This is just little lessons that we've learned over time, and we're getting older and stuff, so we
yes,
thought
we are.
We thought we could go off on stuff.
We'll come over here and boss you around.
No, not necessarily. We just want to share wisdom. And go off on stuff. No, really, honestly, hopefully this is something, again, we're learning as we go, but... Comparing yourself to other people, huge waste of time. And it seems like people just do this without even realizing they're doing it. Like, there was a study about homes, and people become dissatisfied with the size of their house, and they found out why. It's like, if your neighbor's houses are a little bit bigger, that's it. Could be 8,000 square feet, doesn't matter. Theirs is 8,500, so I'm now dissatisfied.
Wow.
Doesn't make any sense. And it leads, here's what I really wanted to drive at. It leads to some really dumb decisions, too. Really dumb decisions. The comparing, like somebody else is in incredible shape. Well, so I need to, no, you don't. No, you don't. You have other stuff maybe you're concentrating on right now.
It makes life a lot easier.
Yeah.
It does.
You compare yourself to other people. Oh, they have that. I need to own that, too. No, you don't. You need to not own that, so that frees you up to not have to work for that, so you could do the thing that you're supposed to be doing right now. It winds up distracting us, causing us to go down roads that we shouldn't go, wasting a lot of money, wasting time, getting our priorities messed up. Really, honestly, for real, comparing yourself to other people is not a good idea. This is so awesome. We have some breaking animal news, and it is awesome indeed. Epic, even.
Oh, well.
Imagine being a little girl in Alaska, having your birthday party, and suddenly the birthday party... It's a backyard pool party.
Yes.
In crashes through a fence.
Crashes through a fence. A moose, okay.
And the headline is Moose Crashes Backyard Pool Party. How fun is that?
For a wild animal to crash through your...
A moose come crashing through. You got all your friends there, and now here comes a moose.
It's a wild... It's not someone's pet.
It'd be awesome.
You'd be okay if your kids were in the backyard and the moose crashes through the fence.
Okay, I say something because.
Good, Britt. I don't understand why we
grew
can't
up
have
watching,
discussion. About,
okay, I grew up. Now maybe you're young, you don't remember this, but I grew up watching a pitcher of Kool-Aid come smashing through walls.
Duly noted.
The crowd would go
wild.
They
were crazy. Everyone was excited to
they
see.
They loved it. In fact, he would say, as I recall, I'm trying to remember. Hey. I think his quote was, "Oh yeah,
yeah, that's it, yeah."
And everybody loved it.
That's true.
Now you can go, "Oh, a moose is dangerous." Okay. We don't know anything about a giant pitcher of Kool-Aid. We have no
about his background,
no place
his
for
mental stability,
a sentient, massive pitcher of anything crashing. You got no basis to think you're safe at that point.
That's a good point, Brent.
We have. Thank you.
This has been the Brent and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.